Good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. The Planning Commission is now in session. Copies of the agenda for today's meeting are on the table in the back of the room. Staff, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, our tech was a little wonky. We're changing it up a bit. My apologies.
That's all right. What more could you ask for? Yeah, all right. Anyway, you can help us expedite today's hearing by following these rules and procedures. Everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your time to speak, please come to the podium and state your name and address clearly for the record. Those in favor will be heard first, then those opposed will be given an opportunity. After that, the applicant will be given time for rebuttal, and if necessary, those opposed will be given the opportunity for surrebuttal. We ask that you limit your presentations to 5 minutes or less. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the decision, you may be able to appeal the decision to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be made within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. At this time, I'll ask Commissioner Hill if she will lead us in the flag salute.
Please stand. Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. May I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Arabian?
Here.
Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Chatha?
Here.
Commissioner Yule?
Here.
Commissioner Wolf?
Here.
Commissioner Zante?
Here.
Vice Chair Hill?
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Here. Okay, there is one item on the consent agenda. It's unclassified conditional use permit application number 3651, first year time extension, filed by Luna Valley Solar One LLC. Do any of the commissioners or anyone in the public wish to discuss this item? Seeing none, Chair will entertain the motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I make a motion to approve it.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion by Commissioner Chatha and a second by Commissioner Hill to approve the consent agenda, which was just that one item, number two. The first item says was postponed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That carries 8-0. Oh, okay. So we have seven yes with Commissioner Wolf recusing herself. Okay, the next item on the agenda, regular agenda, we have public presentations. This portion of the meeting is reserved for anyone desiring to address the Planning Commission on any matter within our jurisdiction, it's not on this agenda today. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the commission? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number two.
Regular agenda item number two, conditional use permit application number 3757 and an initial study number 8354 filed by Linda Denning, proposing to allow the extension of an existing observatory facilities, constructing 14 additional buildings, 13 observatory buildings, and one break room building on a 4.95-acre parcel in the RR Zone District. The project site is located on the west side of Bald Mountain Road, approximately 1,074 feet south from the intersection of Aubrey Road, and is approximately 17 miles north of the city of Clovis.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the Planning Commission. My name is Elise Alvarez with the Department of Public Works and Planning. The subject application proposes to allow the expansion of an existing unmanned observatory facility, constructing 14 additional buildings. 13 of those buildings will be observatory buildings with one break room building on a 4.9-acre parcel. It's located in the foothills, mountain area. Surrounding land uses are predominantly residential. We're grazing to the west of the property. The project site is located on Bald Mountain Road, 4 miles east of the unincorporated community of Albury and 1 mile south of the unincorporated city of Meadow Lakes. The subject parcel and surrounding properties are predominantly zoned RR, rural residential, and properties to the west are zoned AE40, exclusive agriculture. So this image shows the current site plan of the observatory facilities. And the buildings in orange is the proposed expansion. This is a floor plan, some elevations of the observatory buildings, as well as a floor plan of the proposed break room. And these are site photos of the current site. So there's, pursuant to the zoning ordinance, there are 5 findings that must be made in order to approve a conditional use permit. They are that the site is adequate in size and shape to accommodate the proposed use, that the streets and highways surrounding the property, the proposed development are adequate in width and pavement to accommodate the traffic generated by the proposal, that the project will have no adverse effects on surrounding properties, that the proposal is consistent with the general plan, and that the recommended conditions are deemed necessary to protect the public health, safety, and general welfare. Based on the factors cited in this analysis, staff has determined that the five required findings can be made, and therefore recommends adoption of the mitigated negative declaration prepared for initial study 8354 and approval of conditional use permit number 3757 with the included mitigation measures, conditions of approval, and project notes. This concludes my presentation.
Are there any questions of staff? I see we had some late correspondence. One was just the next door neighbor in with no objection, and then the other is regarding the from the Native American Heritage Commission. Is there anyone else that any other contacts?
No, those are the only 2 received.
If there are no questions, we'll ask the applicant to come forward. Thank you very much.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Linda Deneen. I'm with Deneen Drafting and Design, and I'm the representative and agent for Sierra Remote Observatories. We call it SRO for short. I'd like to introduce my colleagues. We have John Teal, who is the building contractor. He has constructed all the buildings on the site and will be constructing future buildings. Next to him is Mr. Keith Kotroki. He's the owner of Sierra Remote Observatories. Then we have Jason Howard, who's with McCormick Barstow, attorneys for the company. Sierra Remote Observatories is a company which provides building space in a secluded area and a secure area that governments and universities and scientific agencies around the world have telescopes within the buildings, and they remotely operate them from around the world. These buildings that you saw on the site plan have a roof that retracts automatically on a track, an engineered track, every evening. And then the telescopes inside are exposed to the night sky. The site is attractive for its excellent viewing conditions. It has dark skies. There are a high number of clear nights in the year for viewing, and there's very little wind and almost no thunderstorms. So this provides the best viewing of this kind in the United States. Who knew, right? And it's in our backyard. In 2015, the company, SRO, was granted a CUP number 3647 for a few buildings. This was at the beginning of the project. They had no idea how much interest would be generated globally about this facility. So there's been the interest in having telescopes in buildings has exploded. And so we need more buildings in order to provide for this demand. This is actually an amendment to our original CUP. So we're just asking for the same number of, or asking for more buildings. Now, I have a sheet that I would like to have handed out to you. It shows the clientele, some of the clientele, that have telescopes in our buildings. And I'll let him hand that out to you.
Thank you.
These are just some of the clients who have telescopes in our buildings. And like I said, there's a waiting list now for more building space. The site itself has much vacant land right now that we would like to possibly develop. Not that we're going to build as many buildings as we've requested, but we were told to ask for whatever we might need. None of the buildings generate any noise. There's, of course, no light because we need it to be dark. So they just kind of mind their own business and kind of house the telescopes that view the sky. I can tell you what the different agencies are looking at if you're interested, but I did not want to take your time unduly. So now I will take questions or comments.
Any questions? Go ahead, Commissioner Chata.
This Korean astronomy, is it South Korea or North Korea?
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't understand you.
Yeah. Is it South Korea or North Korea?
Oh, South Korea.
Okay, I like put it South Korea.
Yes, yes.
Okay. How many, do you have more than one telescope in a building then?
Yes, the buildings are different sizes. The largest building is a 30 by 40. We just constructed 20 by 40 buildings. Or 20 by 24 buildings, thank you. It depends on the size of the building. Some of the buildings have, you know, 9 telescopes within them. The mini, we have some mini observatories that are 10 by 12, and they may have 1 or 2. So there's different numbers of scopes that are in the buildings.
And each client has their own dedicated telescope?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes more than one. And they remotely operate them.
Okay.
Linda, is there a fee that they pay you,
yes,
the company, in order to come into this?
Of course, yes, there is.
Now, I noticed it's talked about a dome. Do all the roofs retract? Is that what?
Okay. The domes would operate differently than the rectangular buildings that we have. We have not constructed any domes at this time, but we wanted the option to be able to do that if we wish. They would have the same square footage as one of the mini observatories, which would be 10 by 12. Mm-hmm. So we have the main buildings that you saw on the site plan, the roof retracts every evening on a track. That was engineered to do this. And so, and then they equalize the temperature from the outside and the inside of the building, and then the scopes can do their work.
So you, who does the retracting? Each
it's automatic.
It's automatic. So you all you, it's
okay.
Well, we'll have you okay. Yeah. Just mm-hmm. So all of them come open.
Yes, they do. Okay. Yes, they do.
I do have a question.
Yes.
I am interested in finding out what they're all looking at and why they're not all sharing each other's information.
Okay, well, I have this information if you'd like to hear it. It's pretty impressive.
You guys have time?
It doesn't take too long.
And okay. it seems like if this is the facility and nobody seems to share information because we've got this list.
Right.
That it could be a giant campus of buildings unless they start sharing information.
Okay. You want to hear what they're looking at? Okay, so from Mr. Quattrocchi, he did do a write-up for this, and most of the universities are looking at extrasolar planets, or they're studying black holes or supernova. Business telescopes are tracking satellites for the Defense Department, or they're looking at near-Earth objects, which we know could hit us at some point. Fresno State has a scope, and they are studying variable stars in supernova, and they also are working with an international team that studied gravitational waves called LIDO or LIGO. NASA is looking at near-Earth objects and using very complicated computer systems. They look at the fainter objects and try to predict what they're doing. Universities such as Stuttgart are generally looking at extrasolar planets, variable stars, or black holes. The theoretical physics department from Norway is doing a number of studies, such as studying variable stars, and they're also associated with SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. Amateur astronomers have scopes there, and they're often working with professional astronomers and providing images of nebula, galaxies, and variable star supernova and other phenomena, which help them in their research.
One question. The letter from the Native American Heritage Commission came in and said that the results were positive. What does that mean? It means positive? They didn't...
They've not found or have any reason to think that there would be any archaeological items at the site that would be sensitive, shall we say.
They also recommended that you follow up with the other... tribes that were on the list. Did you get that list?
This is the first I've really heard of that.
Oh, okay.
The letter just got to us yesterday afternoon, but as the standard for us, we contact all the tribes and offer consultation and or for them to comment. The only comments we got back were ask the other guys. So, no, they didn't have any interest. The site previously has been disturbed, et cetera. And there is a mitigation measure should resources be discovered during consultation. There's a protocol to follow.
So you guys have already contacted all the tribes that are listed on that list?
Yes, we did. That's standard at the beginning of any project, and there was no interest in any issues.
Okay.
The heritage folks... can only tell us what they know, but they do know that some of the tribes don't record or don't divulge all their information. That's why they advise you to ask them.
Go ahead, Commissioner Regan.
One quick concern, we've seen this happen before. I think something that's very sensitive to you guys is something called light pollution. That's one of the reasons they want to be up there, because they want to be in a very dark area, higher altitude, maybe clearer air and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
And as I look around these parcels, so you're on a 4.95 acre parcel.
That's right.
And then you've got these other small parcels around.
Right.
My concern is if your neighbor goes and puts in a horse arena, I'm just using this as an example, and it starts riding horses at night and has these huge lights, that could be a possible problem for you.
It could.
Well, then all of a sudden, say he's doing something within his right to do, and now you're in here complaining because your use has changed. I'm just cautioning you that when you're, because you're right in with a whole bunch of little. It's not like you've got 600 acre ranches all around you.
Right.
But it's something that I think you gotta go at it with the idea that could happen.
That's right.
Not much you can really do about it.
That had to be considered back in 2015 when this was started.
Okay.
However, anybody who would want to do an operation of that nature would have to go through the same process that we're going through right now.
I don't know that they would.
No?
Horses?
If they wanted to do a
commercial arena.
A commercial arena,
you know.
Yeah. But it was a motorcycle. Right? A guy wants to just ride his motorcycles at night with his kid. I mean, that's kind of why people move up there to do that.
Right.
So just something. We've seen this in areas where special uses are granted, like agriculture all of a sudden becomes a victim of their own, say it like, you know, they start doing a commercial use out by an ag thing, and all of a sudden the commercial guys are complaining because there's spraying going on of the ag thing, and they've been doing it all along, and now they're being asked to change the way they do things. So I don't have a problem with this. I'm just want to throw that out there as a cautionary.
Yeah, I understand that.
Are you aware of other sites that provide the same service in the area, or I'm sure there are others?
No, not at all. In fact, we're the only one probably in the United States that does, and in much of the world. There's other viewing sites. There's other viewing sites possibly in the world that are as good or better, but they have no facilities. So this is a unique facility. Then that's why there's so much interest and why there's a, you know, a waiting list for building space. Do you want to come up, Mr. Kroczewski?
Well, if you're going to speak, we need you to come up and state your name, if you would.
Sure. Keith Kroczewski. I'm the owner of Sierra Mode Observatories. Lyndon isn't aware of other sites, and that was a question that was asked. There are probably five or six similar sites in the United States. None of them have the scene conditions that we have. That's what's special about SRO, because of its location on one of the first bluffs of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. The air is very laminar. So we have scene conditions that are really unique. You can find similar conditions, but you'd have to go to Chile, Africa, other places where they're similar observatories, but they're very far away and they're not easy to get to.
Okay, thank you.
And you also had a question, Lisa, about sharing. It all depends on what the client's doing. We have a lot of astronomers, astrophysicists who publish their work. All that information is shared. Fresno State University's put out, I believe, over a dozen papers just on work they've done at SRO, and that's pretty common for all the astronomers and astrophotographers that are there. But there's also space industry that's there. They're, for instance, tracking satellites. Some of that information goes to the Defense Department. Some goes to private industry, and they're not going to share any of the work they do in tracking satellites. There's a couple of companies that are involved in space communications. That's proprietary, so they're not going to share that either. But I would say the majority of our clients share information because that's just the nature of what they're doing. The Institute, Thailand Institute, South Korean Institute, Stuttgart, and the other universities we have several others, they share all that information. So the minority keep it to themselves, but for reasons, once you know what they're doing, it makes sense. That's their business model, or they're doing some proprietary work and they just can't share it.
I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Mr. Kroczewski, you were a landlord, mm-hmm. really, and I'm guessing none of the equipment there on the property, the telescopes, the expensive stuff, that doesn't really belong to you. That's theirs.
Well, we have our own scope. I've been an astrophotographer for 40 years, so we do, and we've published some of the work we've done, and we've discovered a few things along the way, but the vast majority of what's there are the scopes are owned by the clients. They bring their scope. We just maintain them, provide internet, we repair them, you know, keep them working, which turns out to be a pretty big job, actually.
Oh, okay. And you just missed the fires, I'm guessing.
By 1,000 feet. I did not expect mm-hmm. we were going to survive that.
Okay.
I just have a quick question. I think this is a great facility, but just curious, I'm noticing some international clients that are on this list. Is there a vetting process that you guys go through? I mean, God forbid a foreign adversary decides to utilize, you know, your facility for whatever purpose. I don't really know. Is that something that you guys are aware of?
I pay very close attention to who's contacting me. We have not yet been contacted by a government that is hostile, but I would not allow that to happen for a whole host of reasons. I mean, the cybersecurity side of it is way too complicated, and we wouldn't risk that.
So you have, as far as the telescopes, obviously, then they're not all the same because the clients come and bring their own. They come actually bring their telescope, or they have.
They ship them or transport them. We get a crane. Some of them are the large scopes. We have 32-inch, 28-inch mirrors. They're quite large. Okay. And the issue about the domes, a couple of you were asking before, that's going to be important. We have a couple of clients that want to put 1-meter scopes in. So we're talking serious professional scopes. And for them, they may want a dome because they can keep what little wind there is. And there's not much up there. It's one of the nice things about that area. But they'll want a dome to protect the scopes from what little wind there is. That's the reason we're looking at domes.
And following up with Commissioner Zante's line of questioning, are you under any federal regulation that follows up to see, you know, like who you're leasing space to, or
not at this point? No one's ever contacted us or brought us into any anything restricted. That might happen at some point. We do work with JPL. They're associated with NASA. We are associated with a few space industries that look at satellites and near Earth objects. But there's been no regulation yet. There may be at some point.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Thank you.
Okay,
Linda,
thank
will you.
You
finish with your presentation?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Come forward, please. State your name, if you would, and address.
Hi, my name is Charles Miller. I'm the neighbor of Mr. Carducci, just to the north, on that in the same apple orchard, if you will. If you look at that map, you'll see the original telescopes are on the south end of the apple orchard. I'm on the north end. When I bought there in 20 years ago, it was a peaceful neighborhood, very quiet. I moved up there for the sake of the fact that I was away from the city and had a peaceful environment. When Mr. Carducci bought the property in 2015 and started building them, I started hearing construction that went on for 8 years now. That construction is constant. It's annoying. It's frustrating. I'm actually a senior fellow who worked at Lockheed Martin, an aerospace contractor, and we built satellites and telescopes. And I understand what he is doing and what he says, but most of those telescopes that are up there are for amateurs. They're not big enough to be of utility to many science research projects. I know he's got some new projects coming in, but this is basically, as a landlord, a money grab. He has about 60 telescopes up there now. I don't know what the value of those telescopes are on a monthly income, but it's an awful lot of money coming into him. What I saw being proposed is to actually take the forest that's left. There's not much forest there any longer. The creek fire burned my property. It burned everything, 70% of my land. The forest is almost gone, and now he wants to go in there and take the remaining forest all the way up to Ball Mountain Road. Looks like he wants to strip it clear. It doesn't show it on the maps, but if you're going to put in telescopes to see the sky, you've got to clear the area around it. So that whole place is going to be stripped of the tall trees. Again, less forest for us to enjoy up there. It's something I can't stand. I've been miserable from it before. And to tell you the truth, I think I'm going to put in a motorcycle rink and put some lights in. Thanks.
Okay. Any questions?
I have a question. Mr. Miller, you got there after he did, or?
No, I've been there since 2000.
And he started this?
In 2015.
2015. All right. How many neighbors around you are there that are people like you that have places that might be hearing the noise, things like that?
I think there's quite a few. I'm not sure why they're not upset about this. I mean, I hear it all the time. I hear humming at night, which has gone away for recently, but the construction is constant. It's an industrial park up there. This was beautiful rural area.
Right, right.
I moved to the forest for the sake of a rural, beautiful countryside, and all I hear is industrial park building going on. And what you see in this proposal is like a 3X expansion to what he's doing, with buildings going all the way out to the end of the road. Right now, he's in the back, tucked away in the forest, behind the forest, in the apple orchard that was 100 years old. That orchard was sort of decrepit and dying in the area where he put it in, so that was understandable. He had a few buildings there. It was okay. It was tolerable. But this is a total expansion going all the way to the front, right up to Ball Mountain Road it looks like an industrial park.
Sure. It seems that he's in the room, and maybe you haven't talked to the neighbors. Maybe you should be, just to eliminate noise. I mean, to me, that's important, to be working with neighbors. And here's one in the room. It seems like, I'm just going to say it, rather than put in the motorcycle rink, it seems like you should be putting in a domed observatory and jump into the same business he's in. And so it just seemed like, wow, what
I spent 45 years in this
business. Yeah, you're done.
I'm retired, and I want to enjoy the life.
Exactly.
Not get into the field of doing more astrophysics.
Anyway, thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Thank you. Is there anyone else to speak in opposition to this application? Okay, at this time, I'll ask if the applicant would like to address under rebuttal comments that were made.
Yes, I'll let Mr. Petrocki.
Okay. And then we'll give an opportunity for sure rebuttal on the comments that are made now.
Sure. My name is Keith Quatrochi. Again, I'm the owner of Sierra Mode Observatories.
Can you speak up just a little bit?
Yes, yeah, sure. Some
background noise.
Sorry about that. Yeah. A couple of things. The noise issue, during construction, there is always some noise, but during the night, things are quiet. The humming that I heard mentioned was a single fan I'm pretty sure this is the one, in an outdoor computer, which we changed as soon as I heard there was a problem. So that noise is gone. So as far as I know, there's really no noise at night. There is some noise when there's construction going on. I think we can work to try to mitigate that and, you know, be careful about the hours when people are constructing. That might make some difference. We're not building out to the street. If you threw up the map, we could look at it, but we're leaving a large number of trees to the east. We're not going all the way out to the road. And we've already taken into account the distance we need from the buildings, and there'll be many, many trees still left. And the comment about the telescopes just being used by amateurs is just, I would just disagree respectfully. If you're in the field of astrophotography, you know that you can only get so much time on the very large scopes, the 3-meter scopes, the 4-meter scopes. A lot of the work, if not most of the work, is done with 24-inch, 32-inch scopes that go back and collect the data that takes a great deal of time to collect. You just can't get that kind of time on the large scopes. And we have a whole list of astrophotographers, astrophysicists, that are involved in using these mid-sized scopes are certainly not small, and they're using it for scientific purposes. I think that's it, unless someone has any questions.
Commissioner Wolf?
Because of Mr. Miller's comment, it does seem that neighbors are noticing the buildings, and it does seem that there should be something that says, hey, I'm going to camouflage these with trees, cypress, whatever it is, to make it not an eyesore to that beautiful spot.
So, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the neighbors. So Mr. Miller's actually one property away from the observatory. We have a property with a house between him and the observatory. As far as the people who live next to us, you have a letter from Mr. Coulter, who lives to our south. We own a lot to the west, so there's a buffer for anyone. We have Joe, who owns 100 acres to our west. He actually mailed in a letter. I'm sorry you don't have it yet, but he mailed in a letter of support. He has no problem with us. And we're going to have, we may purchase some land from him to give us a little extra buffer as well, but don't really need it because he's a good neighbor as far as that's concerned. So those are all of our immediate neighbors, and you have at least one letter of support and one in the mail. I'm very willing to work closely with Mr. Miller to do what we can to keep the noise down when we're constructing. And we don't have a lot that we're planning to do right away. The break room we want to do because I have elderly astrophotographers who come there once in a while and they have nowhere to go just to get away from the heat or the cold, and they just need some place to go temporarily while they're working at the site during the day. Sometimes they work in the early evening if it's something where they have to be able to see stars to work on the scope. But right now they have nowhere to go, and it's just not a healthy situation. No other buildings are anticipated right now, but over time we may put a few in, and we can work closely with him to try to mitigate any noise or issues that might be disturbing.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Commissioner Carter.
Sir, do you live on the site?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I live on the lot that's just to the north. Mr. Miller is actually the next lot over.
Could we put it up on the where you?
On the so map? I'm there on site. I can keep close tabs of what's going on.
So
is there a safety, like access to the road, fencing, that sort of thing that might be an issue as well for the neighbors or not? Because that's not part of the plans.
Yeah,
here.
I think the other one would be better.
Is that for me or for?
Oh. Yeah.
There is no fencing.
Okay.
We don't have any special fencing up.
Okay.
The neighbor to my west is putting up fencing because he wants to put goats on his property to mitigate fire risk in the future. But we don't have any specific fencing. There's some old fencing that exists, but I haven't added any.
Okay, so you live to the north?
Yes, I live just to the north, yes.
Joseph, could you give him a pointer? Oh, he has a pointer. Okay, great.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thank you. So, of course, that's the observatory. This is the lot to the north. This is the apple orchard, which we've respected, and we're keeping it there. That's the house that I live in. This is the neighbor who sent the email of support. He lives right here. He's to this, what I'm calling the south in this picture. To the west, that's Joe. He owns about 100 acres here. He mailed a letter of support. And Mr. Miller is right here, right? I think that's their home. They're right sort of in this area. I may not have an exact, but roughly there.
So.
And there's no fence here, and I'm not aware of any fence here. There's no fence out here, no fence here. There's a gate to get into the observatory. There's really no fencing, though, and there is a fence here. That was here when we got there. It's not something we added.
And your plans really take up this whole lot, and I can see.
Not the whole lot. So we would go to about, I don't have the, we'd have to look at the drawing, but it's about here. We don't want to be up to the road. And in truth, you know, we plan to put a break room here. We might add a few domes or another building, but we don't. We were basically told if you're going to come to the Planning Commission, you should ask for the maximum of what you need so you don't keep coming back. This is our second time back here. So we added some buildings out to here, about there. So we could do that in the future. We don't have any plans to do that.
Commissioner Wolf.
So I'm very familiar with your site, and I believe you've come in before, and I was here when you proposed your initial request. And I'm just wondering, because I do know how you can see definitely from one side, you can see your buildings very well. And I think it's coming down 168, is that 168 right there?
Yeah, well, 168 is off. Way over here.
Okay, but you can see your stuff.
Prairie Road, and then come up.
Yeah, out. So you can definitely see it, and so
we
I just wonder.
You can't see it from 160. This is totally, that's the one special thing about this. It's sort of nestled down low, and you can't see it from 168.
Okay, but you can see it from Ball Mountain. Mr. Miller can see it from his property?
You'd have to ask him. He may have some glimpses of things, but it's not visible from Ball Mountain Road.
And even with the new construction, it won't be?
No, because we're leaving all the trees here. Okay. We'll never.
All right. I was just thinking that, you know, including some landscaping, because all you need to see up.
We could do that. I would have no objections.
I think that seems practical.
No, the neighbors on these sides have never asked us to do that. But if they ever asked or if it seemed a good idea, we would do it without hesitation. We have water on site. We could do it.
Thank you for saying that.
Sure, of course.
Could you, again, explain what the break room is for?
Yeah, so during the day, we have a lot of the astrophysicists are, you know, my age. They're getting old. Okay. And they have nowhere to go. There's no real bathroom facilities. There's a porta potty, which is just not the best.
Let me say why I'm asking that.
Sure.
Because on your operational statement, it says there are no customers or any public access to the property. So are you saying now that people from the public will be coming up?
Yeah, I don't know what you read, but nobody from the public. It's a private institution. We don't have public coming into it. Clients, once in a while, it's not very often, but they'll come and work on a scope, or when they're doing an installation, they'll be there to oversee it. We help them do the installation. Our footprint in terms of people being there is very low. That's sort of the whole point. It's remote. But once in a while, somebody will need to do some work on their telescope, change a camera, do something that for whatever reason they don't want us to do. They want to do it themselves. So they'll show up, and really they have nowhere they can go, even just for a cup of coffee or just to get out of the sun for a few minutes. So that's really what that room is for. They might be there. It's very rare that anyone's there at night, but once in a blue moon, someone is there at night, and that's when I worry too, when it's really cold outside. It just seems unreasonable for us to have that facility, not have somewhere for them to go to kind of get protection from it being very hot or very cold for a short period of time. But in a typical day, we don't have anyone there. This doesn't happen that often. Probably once every week or two, somebody might show up during the day for an hour or two, and then they're gone. That's pretty much the typical pattern. We could go many, many weeks without anyone showing up. But, you know, we just need to have a place when they do. I'm just worried about someone not having a place to go to, you know, and putting them in an adverse environment. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Okay. Any other questions?
The complaint from Mr. Miller was that it was that the construction noise. It seems like that's the main complaint I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I'll have a
yeah.
chance to come back up and talk, but I just want to zone in on that. So what hour, that would be just during day hours, obviously, from what everything you're saying.
Yeah.
It would be temporary, not permanent, right? The right. humming is done. We're over that, right? That's not a non-issue.
You mean how many more buildings do I expect?
The humming from the fan.
Yeah, that was an issue. I heard that he was hearing it, and I immediately as quickly as we could, we had to get a fan. We replaced it, and I think you have to check with him, but I think that's the noise because I noticed it. I didn't really. I guess I got habituated to it.
That's fine. So just because I'm sure he's going to come back up. I want to focus on this construction and try to mitigate that. So what?
True.
How is this going to be a 3-month thing? Is it going to be a 2-year process? Is it? How long is he going to put up with construction noise? That's kind of where I'm going with this.
It's going to be extremely intermittent. First of all, I can't afford to put up a whole lot of buildings. These are not inexpensive buildings. The break room will probably go up at some point during the next 1 or 2 years. After that, I don't have any plans for any other buildings right now. If we did anything, it would be a dome, because I do have a client or two that are interested. That's a lot simpler and much quicker. They're basically pre-made. You have to bolt them together, but it's you have to make a foundation for them. So there's some noise from that, and then you bolt together the dome.
It's realistically, it's several weeks here, several weeks there. It's not years.
It should not be. Okay. Yeah, we may have had a period of time where, you know, we were doing, when we put up those four buildings, the two on the right took a while to put together, so that may have been, you know, an issue in terms of noise. I could understand that. And we can work with our contractor who's here today and, you know, try to make sure whatever we do as quickly as possible, get in, get out, get it out of the way. But we don't have any big buildings planned at this point except for the break room.
So this is zoned rural residential. And what's happening is rural residential, you're allowed to have on 5 acres, how many buildings? Two? If it was rural residential.
In terms of residence, you have one and then a second with a DRA. In terms of other uses like this, it's relative to the CUP. It's not a number of buildings or number of square feet.
Okay, so there's not a limitation there. So he could put a concrete block on this thing as big as whatever he wants.
As long as you can make the findings for the CUP, yes.
All right. Well, that is a consideration right there.
Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Question of staff. If when applications are approved to, in this case, expand, say, another additional 14 buildings, do they have to finish it within a specified period of time?
They have to make substantial development to vest the entitlement within the 2 years or come back for a time extension. But once they've done that initial development, that solidifies their vested right in that entitlement.
Well, let's say in the first year they build one of the buildings. Mm-hmm. Then they can do one building for the next 15 years?
Yes, they can phase it how they want, yes.
Okay. Okay, if there are no other questions of staff, ask Mr. Miller to come up, and you may rebut any of the comments made if you would restrict it to those. We did ask quite a few questions, and you can address any of those comments.
Okay. Do I say my name again?
Please.
Oh, Charles Miller. I live at 42104 Bald Mountain Road. If you look at the map, I'm sorry for the lighting again. If you look at the map,
use a pointer, if you would. I think there's
a pointer. Okay. The area north of the telescopes that are currently there, this segment here, this 5 acres, was purchased by Mr. Carducci right after the creek fire. So he had not lived there for the years that this was being built. I'm not sure where he lived, but he wasn't here. He purchased this from two women that lived there that also begruddled this industrialization of the neighborhood. He purchased it, I believe, to subdue their complaints. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that, but that's what it appears to me. So in capturing this land, he got rid of that complainer, and I'm the one left up here to the north. I don't know why the neighbors here don't have a problem. This man here, Joe Dunham, he does not live there. These people down here were asked to turn off lights when this project was started. They did so. I'm not sure whether it was begrudgingly or not. But they accommodated the telescope work. If you look at the next picture shows that expansion. And to me, if you can go to the next picture where it shows the construction, the new buildings. There you go. So this is what exists there today. He wants to build this break room, saying that that's going to be done in the near term. But this is the scope of his expansion. It's three times the amount. And if this is the property line, these telescopes over here are right up next to the road, at least the way I can interpret it. I'm not sure, but even if the road is just right here, that's going to be so visible to everybody passing by, you're going to be looking at an industrial park. And my opinion is, when is enough enough? I've been hearing this for a long time. They started off in 2015 with these eight buildings right here, and the noise was pretty challenging all the time. It's not intermittent, it's constant. Then they built these four, now they're building these two right now, and now look at all the orange that you see up there being developed coming forth. To me, it's a greed grab. A greed grab out of a residential area where people want to live peacefully. That's it for me.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions, the speaker? Thank you. Okay, since we've had rebuttal and surrebuttal, I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and motion and the vote. Commissioner Wolf.
I am familiar with this area, and it is it's a beautiful, serene, wooded area. Now, unfortunately, it's very exposed and burned. I know for sure if I was there and I was one of the neighbors, I'd be really sad that this is what had come next door. I'm just wondering if there's a possibility that he can go down underground so these buildings don't show, so these people still have the mountains around them and beautiful whatever they thought they were purchasing, the neighbors. And I'm guessing it does show, and it's going to continue to show unless there is some type of mitigation that says, no, you can only go, you know, 10 feet up, because these are telescopes, and you are a landlord. It's not, I mean, you're basically building a storage facility. You know, you're a landlord. And so I'm nervous about the project going forward, that it would... That if everybody did it, we would not be looking at that beautiful hillside.
Perhaps could there be a compromise where it's kind of a win-win? Comments were made that they were asking for a little more than they or more than they maybe needed. I mean, could it be scaled back a touch off of the road so he can still expand, but yet in a more thoughtful manner? Is that an option? David, could we do that or scale it back? Say, well, we're going to go with not the four buildings out to the road.
It's your discretion whether or not you want to impose conditions.
Would you like to ask the applicant if
that's right? You would need to do that with the applicant.
Because it sounded like they weren't really even ready to go that far, and maybe perhaps they over-grabbed a little bit. And maybe that wouldn't hurt them that bad, and it would also help the neighbor and kind of compromise. But go ahead.
Okay, I'd like the applicant to come forward just to address that question, please.
I just wanted to say that this map does not really reflect the true situation. The right side of the map, the east side, that is not Bald Mountain Road right there. There are a significant number of trees before Bald Mountain
That's
Road.
That's not the property line.
That is not the, it is.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a whole mini forest, shall we say, of trees that are between that and Bald Mountain Road.
Okay.
And you cannot see it from Bald Mountain Road. There's a gate and a dirt driveway that goes in. So I just wanted you to know that
yeah,
does not reflect.
I thought that was a property line looking at
it. Right, but it does not go to Bald Mountain Road.
On Exhibit 5 in our packet, we can see it. We cannot see the measurement, though. It looks like it may be about, the closest building would be probably 60 feet from the property line. Is that correct?
Can I comment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Keith Kotroki again. I don't know how many feet, but I wanted to directly address, I think, from John. We can cut a number of those buildings out. I was concerned about the large number of buildings when the project first began, and it's unlikely we would ever expand to the full extent that we show. So, I mean, I think the concern is legitimate. I think we can cut several buildings, and I could show you where. And if that would help the situation, I'm very willing to do it. It'll also, I would hope, help Mr. Miller a little bit in terms of what he's concerned about. So, you know, I take all this seriously. I just want you to understand that. I'm willing to be compromising because that's just my nature. And I can tell you exactly what I think we could do and still be able to, you know, serve the clients the way that we think they need to be served. So just let me know if you want me to.
Yeah, I think go ahead and
okay.
Show us on this map.
Sure. We could remove these four. We could remove this building here that's closer to Mr. Miller. And that would still leave us quite a few buildings. I'm sort of thinking on the fly here, so just bear with
me. How tall are those buildings?
They're pretty tall. I mean, they're tall by my standards. They're not tall by your standards. They're 10 feet to the ceiling where the roof moves, and then the roof itself is another, I don't know, 10, 15 feet?
Six.
Oh, that's all? Okay. So 10 feet, plus they're a little bit off the ground, so say 2 feet plus 10 feet plus 6 feet. So I would propose that we remove these four, remove this building, and I think we can remove the, I'm gonna go sort of to the extreme from my point of view, remove these four and these four. I'd like to keep the domes, and there will not be a building here because a solar array is going there, so there's another building gone, and that's been permitted and everything, and then we'll keep these here, and I think we'll easily make do. And we're not even planning to immediately do anything here at all, and these are all be the furthest away from Mr. Miller. So there's eight. Basically, I'm proposing eight buildings be removed.
I think that's very generous of you. Before you give up your whole project, I would be comfortable with the four where it saves the forest. I'm just throwing that
okay.
out in my opinion.
Yeah, but, I mean, the four or the eight, and I leave it to, you know, you to, you know, choose between those two. But I think giving up the eight, to me, those were, you know, just in case. That's really the way we were looking at it.
I have a thought here. I would like for you to look to see which four would you want to keep. Because I know we have to go expand. In order to make this work, we're going to have to condense it. Like you said, well, you're going to start somewhere, and then if time goes on and you need them, but you may not need them now.
Right.
So which of the four would you
Six,
want to keep?
Actually.
We'd like to keep.
Which of the four would you like to keep?
Yeah, it'd be one, two, three, four. These four here.
Keep them or delete them?
Which of the four that you're going to remove would you want to keep?
No. Which four do you want to keep on the project?
He's mentioned which eight he will remove,
mm-hmm.
and then that leaves five buildings and then the break room.
Exactly. So, but my question is four.
Oh, okay.
Which of the four would you want to keep, and do we do the rest? And then would that include the domes as well?
Yes. So I'll answer that question. We would keep the break room.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep, and this is the south here. We'll keep one, two, three buildings in the south, one building up from there. This is no longer possible because there's a solar array going right there. That means we can get rid of these eight right there. We keep the domes. Probably only going to put up a few of those, but they're less of a noise issue anyways. From my perspective, it should be much less noisy. So that's what I would propose.
What? How big are the domes again, please?
Let me see. They're all different sizes depending on. Here they're 120 square feet.
10 by 12.
But the domes, in actuality, we keep the square footage the same, but some might be a little bigger, some a little smaller, depending on the telescope inside.
Now, does the county know, or Dave, do you know that he's already X'd that one out and going to make it solar panels or solar something? Okay, that hasn't come across. Okay. So we can...
Yeah, that just got planned recently. Sorry. Yeah.
So therefore, that change needs to be made that we are assured that that's not going to be a building. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's...
Any other
what I would consider.
Questions, comments? Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mr. Miller, since we, this isn't really rebuttal, but did you want to make any comment with what they just said about eliminating buildings, or do you still stand with what you said?
I think enough is enough. I put up with this for a long time, and they have more telescope space than they need, in my opinion.
Okay.
It's all about money. He makes a lot of money per telescope per month, and it's just about grabbing more money up there. That's what I see, and the more buildings he builds, the more money he makes in a rural area. I don't understand it.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right, we're back to closing the public portion of the hearing. We've had the applicant state that they would remove
eight
buildings. They're removing eight, and then the one building, which is pretty much in the center of that block, is not going to be made, is not going to be built either. So that leaves them with four buildings and then the break room. Yes. And then the dome observatories. So it sounds like that's what he would agree to. We know that Mr. Miller still has concerns. So I bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion, and we can make the motion to reflect, if you support it, to reflect the changes that are being proposed.
I'll make that motion to get it out there for discussion. So how do you want me to make that? With the changes as recommended by staff, with the proposed changes? You need more detail than that.
If you could maybe articulate the specifics, as are you going to limit the number of buildings or certain particular buildings? We'd have to describe it so the record can reflect that.
I think we probably need to say which buildings, because the main issue was the ones closest to Bald Mountain Road. And looking at the site plan on Exhibit 5, we could say those... identify the four buildings on the east side, and then the four buildings next to it, and then also make a note that that one where they're putting the solar array in.
Should we just number every building and then just exclude the numbers accordingly? You can number them through 13 or whatever. How many?
Can you just exclude the eight buildings on the eastern side of the plan? The eight rectangle buildings on the eastern side?
As long as it's clear to staff and the record that someone could interpret what you're talking about, it would be appropriate.
Okay, Mr. Attorney.
Okay. Well, staff, if that's clear, I think Commissioner Arabian's motion is to approve with the condition that those eight buildings on the east side, those two lines of four, are eliminated, and that other building, the proposed building that's more in the center, is not going to be made. Where you have your X's, I think. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We now have an exhibit.
That's the new exhibit.
Okay.
So, Commissioner Arabian, is that what your motion would reflect? You can make the findings with the elimination of those buildings?
Yes, that's my motion.
I'll second his motion.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion?
Roll call vote.
Okay, we had a motion by Commissioner Arabian, second by Commissioner Yule. to approve with the change?
I have a
You have any comment?
Discussion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah.
I have a discussion. Yes. And that's that this is rural residential. Because I really, and I'm comfortable with the fact that this is growing like this. And people can see this. You know, he's saying you can't, but you can. I can see it. I know I can see it. And it's a water short area. And he's just building a lot of buildings to possibly rent out. It's a storage unit. I just am really uncomfortable. I like what he's doing because I like the idea that he's got these wonderful clients. But this is not helping this area at all. And unfortunately, all we have is Mr. Miller in here. But I'm thinking that this view does affect a lot of people. And if we have other people coming in and saying, hey, I want to build a bunch of empty big buildings on my rural residential property in an area that just burned down, you know, there's no water. There's no water to even put this fire out if something happens in one of these buildings. And we don't know what the next owner is going to do with all these buildings. We don't know what they're going to put in it if he should decide to move or sell it. So I'm really, really uncomfortable with where we're going with this. I mean, even when he put it in, it was probably a little bit of an experiment, and he's had a lot of luck. And now it's incredible. But I just don't know why we're growing this into a big parking lot of industrial buildings that you're going to be able to see from a long way away. And you can see it from 168 when you're coming down the hill, especially now that all the pine trees are gone. So anyway, so I'm just saying I think we're missing it. I think this was a big ask, and we're compromising it. We're chopping it down to make ourselves feel good. But the truth is, we shouldn't even be allowing much of anything to happen here. He's already got a lot, besides his beautiful little piece of property that was once a bunch of pine trees.
I guess a quick clarification question. I assume this was routed to fire and they didn't raise any questions or concerns?
Correct. I think it's routed to fire as well. Okay. And there was no adverse comments.
And none of these uses are prohibited under the general plan for this particular?
No. No, they're allowed.
Was there any talk about landscaping?
No. I would mention if we are going to do landscaping, it probably would have to be based upon native species that can survive on the existing rainfall. The WELO provisions of the state water restrictions would make it hard for typical what people think of in terms of landscaping, where you would have a drip system or other things to water some shrubs or whatever. But if you want to look at, you know, reforestation, if you would, of native species that can survive with the annual rainfall, mm-hmm. that might be something that's viable. It takes time, as everybody in that area has seen.
Question.
Okay.
David, I'm sorry. On this, was there anything for, like, large gallon water tank storage is on this site? Because of the, up in the ranches, they do have to have.
There are requirements for fires and suppression and things. I'm not privy to those. Are regulatory issues, so we don't normally delve into them. We couldn't relax them. We don't have that authority. And we don't have the basis to determine that there's something additional needed. And again, if we were looking for water for the purposes such as landscaping, then we're constrained by the state mandates on landscape.
Now, I just water. Know there was some construction going on Sand Creek, and they were, during the construction, they had to, one condition of closing it was to have large 2 or 3 gallon, I mean, thousands of gallon tanks on their property.
Yeah, it's common to see that type of thing that they'll require during construction or even sometimes after.
It's permanent. They have to have it permanent now.
Yeah, that's just about having adequate fire flow to make.
It's 1,000 acres.
If he builds the buildings, He'll have to buy the insurance, right?
Yeah.
Insurance will take that into
consideration.
They'll make him put the tank. We don't have jurisdiction on that.
No. I just wondered if he did because of their concern.
They won't insure it.
Well, the neighbors were concerned, so that's okay.
They won't insure it without the water tank.
No, I think
okay.
We'll just keep it closed right now.
Is this closed? It is.
We closed
it's before
it. We had a motion made, and we're ready to vote on the motion. The motion is, unless there's more discussion from the commission, the motion by Commissioner Arabian and second by Commissioner Yule to approve removing those buildings that staff has designated on the which. Item
Exhibit
number five.
Five.
And I will ask for a roll call vote.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Yule?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Chata?
Yes.
Commissioner Wolf?
No.
Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes. This item is approved 7-1 with the conditions changed and is final unless appealed. Next item.
Information.
Next item is information and discussion from staff, if there's anything.
There is. You may recall that you had some pleasant reading material provided to you about the general plan. It was, I believe, a CD or a thumb drive, whatever. They're getting ready for the next iteration of the more finalized plan. And the question was, how would you like to receive it? With the one caveat, it's very unlikely that we can give you bounded, printed, three-volume desk sets. Would you prefer thumb drives, access via email, a couple CDs? Anybody have any particulars they would appreciate knowing whatever would facilitate your needs?
Thumb drive or?
Thumb drive would be great.
Thumb drive?
Online access too works?
I'm sorry?
Is it all available online?
Yes, they are available online as well.
Or are they like PDFs that you have to like download to then be able to view?
No, you can see them. You don't have to download them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like our staff reports.
Yeah, yeah. It's just sort of similar to that.
I know I like it when there is some hard copy because we know what's going to happen and people are going to say, shift around, look at this area, the highlighting you guys sometimes do with yellow highlighter. You say, this is going to be the change, this is the adjustment. And then there's conversation on it, and we're not all here without a hard copy. I'm struggling up here. So even a hard copy of the pages that are going to be adjusted that we're going to have discussion on, would help.
Are you talking about just the exhibits, the maps, or are you talking about the text itself? Because
wherever there's change.
That's the majority of the project, of the document. More. It would be hard to differentiate that.
Well, I personally would prefer a bit of a hard copy.
Okay, just that's fine.
But everybody else can bring in their computer, and that's fine.
Is there hard copies that you guys have available here for the public to view?
We do have some limited ones. It's we'll need to try to get a large volume, and they would prefer not to do that. So they're asking if there's a preference for other electronic formats. I'm not saying that they won't do it. I'm just asking the question.
Dave, if it's easier, I can follow up with each commissioner afterwards and get their
report. That'd be fine.
That'd be great.
Commissioner Wolf.
All right, we'll go ahead and follow up with that question. But I think we've heard your concerns. In general, you're concerned about maybe getting a hard copy, and most others would prefer various formats. And we will make sure that you don't have to download the thing. You can view it directly. A lot of buffering, right? 56K modem.
So I'm just wondering if I can make a quick follow-up comment before Mr. Miller walks out the door, that maybe he can get together with Mr. Crokey and they can figure out some type of a landscaping plan that's going to work for both of them. You're both here in the room together. We can see you together. We know they're working together might make it help going forward. Thank you. And
okay, if you're come.
That's all I have.
Done, I think Commissioner Chota wanted to say something.
I made a motion to adjourn.
Well, it's final then. Okay, we're done.
Second for that?
No, you. When you say it, it's.